Welcome to Talkin' 30, your weekly unfiltered chat. It's like I took you by surprise then. On all things turning 30.
After surviving our 20s, we cover everything from relationships to wellness, friendships and failures.
It's 30 Thursdays, baby.
So let's get into it.
Woo! Another week.
Another week, another week.
I am peeling like a bitch. Yeah. I'm literally shedding skin cells all over this
Asha
office.
Asha is spotty dog.
I spent so much time with the fish that I'm now a scaly fish.
Yeah, she
is. It's so bad, isn't it?
I know.
But do you know what? I've never... You know when you burn, do you peel after you burn?
Yeah.
Like, as a general
skin,
rule.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because I've never burnt, you see. But yeah. the sun in the Maldives was literally like another kettle of fish, literally.
So, yeah. You're post-Maldives.
I am post-Maldives.
You're back to the rainy weather.
I am an island girl now. I'm going back to join the tribe. I literally just said to everyone in the office, if they had a Nando's, I could live there. It's the only thing. Nando's and Zara is the only two things that's missing.
What the hell are you wearing for Zara there? You've got no one to impress.
Yeah. The only shops they've got is like, they've got like one souvenir shop which sells like Hawaiian style shirts and that's literally it.
But no, how was it?
It was so good. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen it all anyway, because I basically vlogged on stories. Because
Asha goes, you know what? I'm just taking a week off. I'm a week off socials, Megan. I won't even need my phone. I'm not recording.
Lies.
It's like she's on a brand trip. And
no,
I'm like,
honestly,
she's meant to be relaxing.
No, do you know what it was as well, Megan? What did you say to me? We were talking about, I was sending some links to Megan and I was like, shall I order this from Maldives? And I was like, but then again, who am I going to get to take a photo of me? I can't ask myself. I was meeting strangers. I got so lucky because I met like my kind of girls were on the trip. So everyone like wanted pictures. Then the guys who run the trip, they have like GoPros. They're like content heavy. Like they want you to see what you're doing underwater like at the end of the day. So like it just kind of got like that.
And you can't waste that footage because it was amazing.
No,
footage.
And also like it wasn't really, I guess if I was like doing Water Villa Maldives, I could have switched off, but I was literally treading water for 7 hours a day like in the middle of the sea. It was such a wild experience because like we'd be up and on the boat at like 7:30. In the middle of the ocean, like within the hour. And like, you know, when you're on the beach and like you can look back and be like, oh, there's the sand. Like I'm only that far. Mm. When you're literally jumping off a boat in the middle of the Indian Ocean to go and swim with sharks, you can't see land around you. So you're like, you know, like I've got to keep treading water. The only bit of safe space I've got is the boat, which is over there. Like there's nowhere
but
to
that's
like,
good for your leg muscles.
Oh my God, it was so good. I feel like I had a proper exercise.
Boot camp.
Like, yeah, because obviously alcohol was banned because it's a Muslim Islamic island.
Yeah.
And I was eating healthy. I didn't eat meat all week.
Wellness retreat?
It pretty much was. Yeah. With a bit of shark diving thrown in. But it was really fun. And I so recommend if you're going to like solo travel, doing the group thing. Because like I just said, the girls that I met. So one of them I met in the airport, Sophia. She's 27. And I love that for her because her husband doesn't like the water all going. But that was her dream. So she's like, well, I'm still going to do it. She is so nice and it's so weird because she's from Bedford and she was on FaceTime to her mum and her mum does Sheena does her mum's nails.
How mad is that?
It's such a small world. Like Megan's friend, our friend, but it's such a small world. And then the other two girls I got quite close with, it was like the four of us, they're twins. One of them lives in Australia from like Bournemouth, I think. One of them lives in Australia, the other one still lives in the UK, and they just meet in like random places.
Nice.
It was really nice. I met some like Sophia especially, like we're gonna meet up in London and stuff, so that's nice.
Oh, nice.
Made a new friend.
Oh my God, making friends in your
30s. I know, best friends.
So Asha's got four new best friends. My best friends, my swimming
my
friends.
My best friends, Sophia and the sharks.
Sophia, if you listen to this, she isn't psychotic.
No, Sophia, no, you don't. You need to go back and listen to a couple of episodes before you think, why are they taking the piss?
Imagine how awkward that would
be. But no, they're such nice people. But yeah, really recommend it. It was great. What were you doing while I was away other than skipping around IKEA?
I know, I drove to IKEA. Oh my God, I went on the motorway for the first time.
Woo!
Not on purpose, which was terrifying. I got beeped off the road about four times. Yeah. Not good.
But I still get that now, 10 years in.
But do you know what? The last couple of weeks, I've started with a new PT.
Oh.
Which I've been with PTs in the past and I've done the online thing. And you know what we're saying about PTs reaching out?
Yeah.
I've had fucking loads of that in the minute. It is ravenous. You put one PT video on your Instagram and you're like, horse.
So who have you gone with?
So it's my friend. So how I done F45 before, Ainsley was part of F45. And I just went with him because they've shut F45 down in Reading.
So is it in person?
In person. Okay. And I was like, because
cool.
I need it. I need the account. For me, I need like the accountability side of it where it's like, because he trains in my gym and it's like, also you don't realize how much bad technique you do if you haven't had like,
oh my God, your form, oh my God, I know,
in like certain
so
things.
Easy to fall into bad form.
And I'm 30 year old, I can't afford to fucking put me back out by lifting too heavy. So I want to do it properly. And I'm like, I'm financially in a position where I can do it. So I think, why not? Like, it's like nice. Yeah. I don't want to torture myself. And like, and I want to eat right. I want to just like, it's a reset in a way.
Because like
I
haven't been. Let's go again kind of vibe.
Yeah. And I've done it before. Like, if you don't know, like I lost a lot of weight in my, that's how I started my Instagram. Because I had like a big weight loss transition, but I didn't do it healthily. I did it all through Slimming World. And it was, I learned not good traits and I want to learn it the proper way. So yeah,
I'm not a Slimming World fan or Weight Watchers.
I fucking hate Slimming World now. But, and then, so I've been going to the gym 4 times last week. And I'm like, I did Pilates yesterday, Reformer for the first time, and I loved it. So I'm actually just enjoying me to own space, and it's like time to switch off. And I didn't realize that's why I've been feeling so overwhelmed and so anxious and like burnt out, is because I'm not going to the gym and
routine. It's mad the effect it has on your mental health. Like my time in the gym is where my phone's not in my hand for a whole hour. When do I ever get that? Do you know what I mean? And I don't think people talk enough about how hard it is to get back into the gym once you've had like time off the wagon. Do you know what I mean?
And it's also just starting like lifting weights and stuff, because like I predominantly lift weights and then a bit of cardio. And feeling like you haven't like ruined your hard work. Can't lift as heavy and stuff like that. And it's all like a mental thing. But and then like I was in the gym and a girl came over and followed me on Instagram actually. Aww. And she was like, oh my God, like your gym videos are the reason why I feel comfortable to go in the gym. And I'm like, fucking hell. It just shows that like, you don't realise as like a mid-sized girl going out and putting my content out there and just fucking doing
the
it
inspires so many people. Yeah.
And like it's just such a normal feeling. So if you are new in the gym, it is a hard old slug, but it does get better.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what my week's been so far. And I'm just, he's put me on a sugar, what's it called? A sugar amount I've got to eat. You know how hard it is.
What a minimum?
Yeah. Because he's seen that I had a cream egg for breakfast.
What, was he watching you through your window?
No, because I put it on stories. This is the bad thing about being an oversharer.
I thought you were in your kitchen and your PT was
and
just
I was
in
laughing
the
and I was going, oh, I've got a cream egg for breakfast. And it was great. I'm like, for fuck's sake. Can't hide anywhere now.
Speaking of sugar, I've got a really fucking disgusting story from what happened when I was on holiday. Well, I say holiday, it was absolutely not a holiday. It was like a fucking boot camp. But real quick, so me and Sophia shared a room. And I took my retainer with me, obviously, which you wear like once your Invisalign's done. And when I'm at home, I have like one of those Sonic electronic cleaners for every night, every day. But when I'm away, I just take the dissolvable tablets. But they taste sweet so that when you put them in your mouth, it's not rank. So I put them in like my retainer case with the dissolvable tablet. And obviously, it's like sweet. So we get back at the end of the day, brushing our teeth of an evening. And Sophia goes, there's loads of ants coming in from the window. Nah, this is rank. Loads of ants coming in from the window. We're like, and they're in the grout, right, doing that like little trail that they do of the tiles. And we're like, where are they going? And we're both just watching them slowly. And we look down and they're all stopping at my retainer case.
Oh.
So around now, it's like my dry retainer in there now because it's been like cleaned the night before. And I was like, no, I was like, I can't open it. And she was like, come on, just do it. She's like, I'll get ready to like catch it. We opened it. There was honestly probably about 1,000 ants
fucking vile.
All in my retainer, like all in the grooves of my teeth. Because like they obviously like the sweetness of like the cleaner tablets, like the soluble stuff. And I literally threw it and I was like, that's not going back in my mouth. I'm ordering a new one when I get home. And I literally rinsed it. It actually fell in the toilet. Sophia got it out, rinsed it, put it in my case, and I was like, I'm not wearing that. Honestly, you should have seen it. It was like something off a horror film.
Ooh.
Anyway, just thought I'd tell you all that. Yeah. It wasn't all paradise in the Maldives. I had fucking ants in my retainer.
Oh no, that is absolutely vile.
But yeah, no more cream eggs for breakfast for you, Megan Louise Wells.
And you don't realise how much fucking sugars and stuff, and I've got to eat fruit instead of cream eggs, which is nice. Which is great when it's Easter soon.
Thanks a lot. What's his
Thanks
name?
A lot, Ainsley.
Thanks a lot.
Ainsley listens to this, I think. Shit.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.
I can't hide.
Thanks a lot.
No, it's all for the greater good. Because apparently, top tip, do you know if you cut down any sugar, when you lose weight, you look, it's like a cleaner, leaner body.
Oh.
Because of cellulite and stuff. And like
that. I'm such a sugar fiend.
Me too.
Like, I'm so bad with a sweet tooth.
But I've just got a pressing matter here on Megan News today.
Oh my God.
Have you seen the P. Diddy situation?
No.
Right.
I'm not caught up in the press. I'm not. I need to catch up. So please inform me.
Well, how I noticed it, right? Because the thing is, do you know when P. Diddy and Cassie. Do you know what happened with Cassie?
No, I don't know. And I didn't know P. Diddy was so old. Why can't I say his name?
Puff Daddy. Yeah.
I didn't know he was so old.
Yeah, he's old, but he's fucked. It's really bad. And it's not conspiracies. Because I was just sitting down and I was watching BBC News. And it was on BBC News that his house was sold. Freebie's house has got raided this week, right?
Right, so that's where it all started.
Freebie's house has got raided. Miami, LA, and somewhere else, right? And he fled them houses. Fled? Yeah. And he went in his jet and allegedly was going, and you know how you can track like people's private jets?
No.
It was going to Caribbean because apparently that's where they can't like prosecute people.
Island hopping.
Yeah. To get out the country as soon as possible because it's like New York PD. Is it New York?
NYPD.
NYPD. They went after him. So it's a big, massive case. Like FBI are involved.
So what's he done? Why has he been raided?
Right, guys. It's fucking wild. I can't even explain this situation. So P. Diddy, obviously with money in Hollywood, it's like another level. People get like crazy with power, don't they?
Yeah, they
and
do.
And he's like obsessed with like sex and drugs. And like, so his allegations is child trafficking.
Fucking hell.
Right?
Like, and it's like... what was that guy?
It's like trafficking drugs and it's... But then also, right, so I will listen to this podcast, which is called Behind the Curtain, I want to say, which you need to listen to if you are on the P. Diddy talk. And they go, so there's a 30-page document of the what the court documents.
That's accusations.
Been, yeah, which has been, like, outed. But they've got proof on this as well because he used to make everyone film stuff and some of the film stuff has been leaked because if someone internally has, like, helped add it to the case. So a lot of people... So after Cassie started the ball rolling, a lot of people started coming forward.
Like a Me Too movement.
Me Too, but music.
Oh my God.
And this, so it's apparently, allegedly, he's been like soliciting underage prostitutes and he would have them on their payroll and they would just be brought, like, trolleyed out to all these men. And there's, this is what, like, this is in the court documents. And one of the guys that used to work with P. Diddy said all this and he's got proof of stuff. This is what's mad. And apparently, it's well known in these P. Diddy parties, he would have two different bottles and one of them was laced with drugs for girls.
No.
Yeah, laced with drugs for girls. So what they would the be happy, like, that's your drink. And then these girls would wake up like 5 a.m. in bed with all these men around them and stuff.
Not knowing what the fuck's happened.
Young girls as well, like, because he was just, like, obsessed with power.
Has anyone, like, on his level, like, come out, like, in the music scene and said,
well, 50 Cent. 50 Cent is the hero in this because 50 Cent, if you ever on 50 Cent's Instagram, he calls people out daily because he doesn't give a fuck because he never got involved in it and he's got a big mouth. But it's fantastic because he's the same, like, he's been in all that scene. And 50
so he's seen shit with his own eyes.
Yeah, and he's like, I've been telling yous this is this guy. And no one believes
it. I need to follow 50 Cent on Instagram.
Oh, he's so good.
It's not something I ever thought I'd say.
Yeah, but so then this is where it's all mad now because all these names are getting brought up. Like, Justin Bieber was also, it was in his house when he was young. Usher, and then there's all these allegations. Apparently, he had sex with Meek Mill, and Meek Mill, there's videos. I know it's fucking wild, Usher. It's just levels on levels on levels of all these allegations that's coming out.
God.
And it's like every day there's more stuff coming out. It's like the curtain's been lifted. And then today I've seen that apparently Jay-Z is getting pulled into it too now.
Oh my God, I can't be
And
asked.
It's like Universal Records bosses, politicians, there's videos of them, all these getting with underage minors.
When you think about it, they start so young, don't they? Like, there's probably, like, how old was Justin Bieber, for example, when he
15,
launched?
16.
That's what I mean. So I bet there's so much shit that gets, like, covered up in these situations.
And we know what, like, these industries are like. People will do anything to get on top, and they will suffer to get in the foot in the door. And, like, these men will thrive. It's like R. Kelly, but worse, because it's got more power than R. Kelly ever had.
God, I forgot about the R. Kelly thing.
But it's like, this is, like, being more, like, shushed. Because to the point where LAPD are involved in it for masking stuff. Like, there's literally, he shot a man in the bathroom and LAPD covered it. In this video, there's footage of him, like, the blood on the in the bathroom floor, and he went, oh, it was a drive-by in the street.
I'm going to, tonight, on
it's
my way
fucking
home.
Wild.
Where should I go to? TikTok?
TikTok, I'll send you. I'll put it on stories as well when this the episode you need to listen to if you want a deep dive. Because it's just crazy. So we're going to get ready for the downfall of P. Diddy in two, right? But which is a shame because he's got some good music.
I can't think of his music.
Every step I take.
Oh my God, is that P. Diddy?
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that song.
And there's loads.
I'm glad it's not 50 Cent because he's my gym
I
playlist.
I fucking love 50 Cent. But yeah, so let's just see.
Oh my God.
Hollywood's
what
coming
to come
down.
Home to?
Hollywood's coming down, and that's your daily report from Megan News.
Yeah, God. That was a lot to digest.
I know. So anyway.
Now talking about my birthday doesn't seem so relevant. Okay, before we get into the main bit of today's episode, I've just got a story that I'd like to tell.
Yeah.
Let's clear my throat. Tap the glass. No, this is, I've already told Megan, but Sophie and Lily haven't heard this, and you guys, obviously. Mm. So, picture this. I'm in the Maldives. I'm going to get this message off a girl on Instagram. Just someone that follows me. She's messaged me about random shit before. And it said, you'll never guess, I'm on a flight home. Don't know where to. You'll never guess who's just been in the row in front of me openly admitting how much, like, they stalk your Instagram and your stories and talking about you being in the Maldives. And I'm thinking, like, that sounds like a girly thing to do, right? So I was thinking, oh, it's a bitch. Like, it's a girl. And I was like, who? I sent Megan the screenshot. And she said, I know. I know. So then, ex-boyfriend. So then I replied and I was like, what the hell? And she was like, yeah, I recognise that he was talking about you. Obviously, there's only one Asher in the Maldives.
So was he talking to his friend?
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know who it was. She said she didn't see the friend. I'm trying, I couldn't even think who it might be, but yeah. It's been Miami Music Week. So, and we'd normally go there. So I don't know if he was flying out there or whatever, or flying back. I don't know. He's all over the place, so he could have been anywhere. But she then said, I recognise his voice, and obviously I knew he was talking about you. And she was like, I like sunk into my seat. And then it's when he stood up to go to the toilet, I was like, oh my God, it's him from Asher's YouTube.
Oh,
and I'm like, fucking... why are you talking about, like, so weird?
Isn't it, though? It's like, get over it.
Anyway, so how random. But no, what she said was, which I really liked, she was like, I know, like, you won't care, but I just thought I'd, like, he sounded like he was, like, really watching what you're doing. And I just thought from girl to girl, you'd quite like to hear that. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I love that.
Satisfying, yeah. Is it?
And I just thought that was so nice of her to like give me a little boost like that.
He's seeing what he missed out on.
Yeah, me swimming with sharks with a wedgie.
Yeah.
Right, I'm 30.
No, you're not.
No, quite. I will be when this goes
out. Yeah.
So this goes out 2 days after my 30th birthday. So happy 30th to me. Hope you've all messaged me by now. Otherwise, fisticuffs down the
mic. It's actually just Asher's month of April now. I know,
basically. It's Aries witching season. Ian, our manager, his birthday's 2 days after mine, and we were both like, oh, it's Aries season. This is the best. We're all such devious little madams. So, 30th birthday.
Yeah.
What did you do for your 30th?
I had a party planned, but it just didn't... You know what it is? So when you turn 30, and all your mates turn 30, you get fucking sick of 30th birthday
parties.
Yeah,
I bet. I mean, I'm like the first because I'm quite early on in all like my friend's 30th year.
Yeah.
But like by the end of like by the time all my school friends have had theirs, I'm gonna be like, oh my god, 30th
doubt. I swear. And like, I was meant to have a party.
Also, weren't you still in lockdown in your 30th?
No, I'm 31, Asha.
Oh yeah.
Last
not
year,
37.
Yeah.
Oops.
But we had Josh's 30th last year, and he had a really good birthday party. Oh, we did it on a boat.
I was supposed to come, wasn't I?
It was really good, and that's one thing I would definitely recommend if you're in Reading. It's like Thames River Cruise, and that was unreal. And his friends DJ and stuff, and it was just went down up and down the Thames, and everyone got wrecked on the boat.
Did anyone jump in? Are you allowed?
No. But it's fucking dirty anyway. Who wants to jump in the Thames? Pitch black.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was really good. But yeah, I always wanted to have a big party. But then, you know, when it comes down to it and you've got to plan it all out and expect it, I'm like, I can't be arsed.
Yeah, I feel like I'm too scattered with like family and friendship groups to have like a party in one place. Mm. Like, why would I even have it? Plus, I know I do like to talk about my birthday repeatedly, but the attention all being on me and like a setting where you have to entertain everyone, it's like your fucking wedding. Yeah, where you've got to go around and be like, oh, hi, thanks for coming. Like, I just haven't got the energy for it. Obviously, we're going to Sexy Fish when I get back from Rome. So actually be in Rome for my 30th with like my mum and our friends, which will be really nice. But milestone birthdays, what are they? 18, 21, and then 30 and
40, 50. I think it just goes in tens after that.
Don't really remember my 21st.
Do you not? What did you know?
Do you know what? I went to Manchester with the girls, hired like a apartment. And do you remember when, I'm pretty sure House of CB was still called like Celeb Boutique. Yeah. Do you remember that? And I had like this white bandage dress on, and I swear to God, you know when they take pictures in like, oh my God, this has just popped into my head. You know when they take pictures in like bars, we were in like Revolution or somewhere, and then they put them on their website. I don't think Instagram was like massive. Yeah. You know, like the proper camera ones.
They clubbed out.
And you can get like props out of a box in like a bar.
Yeah.
So there was like, I was absolutely wrecked. Like I used to get so drunk so quick. Like I'm such like I can drink a lot of wine now, but like I used to be like, shots, and then be drunk at 10 o'clock. I had to message the, I think it was Revolution Manchester page after my 21st birthday and be like, my tit is out in every single one of those photos.
What, like nipple?
It was like a plunge bandage dress. God. And I had like a cowboy hat on. I was absolutely like, one eye looking at you, one eye looking for you. And I've just got a tit hanging out.
I
literally had to message them. That's the only thing I remember from my 21st. But like my 18th, I had a Alice in Wonderland birthday cake. What did you have on your 18th?
I can't remember. I feel like all my birthdays just blend into one. And I share my birthday with my best friend, Shawnee. We've literally born on the same day.
Oh, I love her.
But it's also like, we've always had to like pick and choose. Like, we go to her house or I go to my house. We've just done that over the years. But yeah, I'm not, like, we always have a big night out, but I have big nights out all the time.
Yeah, I know. Birthdays are a bit, like, celebrations are a bit overrated.
Yeah, it is. But the thing is, you know what I like now, when you get older, like, it's the only time you actually see your mates. Because yeah, people are making, so it's they can't say no. So they've actually got to come out and make an effort, and it's nice times
together. It's like when we go to Manchester, like, I've invited like so many, like you and Bobby obviously come in, and then like Chloe, like my best friend, you'll finally get to meet.
Yeah.
But it's like the only time you can really drag everyone together, isn't it? Yeah, especially a big birthday. No. Yeah. Like put the pressure on people. So we thought, considering my birthday's coming up and how much of a stir your last birthday caused because of those pictures.
People love that.
Oh my god, I think it's almost, it's one of my most liked things on Instagram ever.
But do you know what it is, right? I do just, for some reason, I just get way excited on my birthday and I always just get too wrecked.
I know, we were so
drunk. But then I'm like, it's my birthday, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like if you haven't seen those pictures, there's a dump on our Instagram, isn't there? You have to go and have a look because Megan's wig came off.
I bought a clip-on ponytail, no clip-on bun, and it was flying around
the club.
Remember
that TikTok we did? Tonight will be the night. Is that on Instagram? We need to put that on. That is so funny. I wore Megan's fringe and did that emo thing. No, it worked out so well.
For some reason, don't you find that when it's your birthday, you're always just like to mix it up? And I'm like, no, this is not the time to be experimenting. These are pictures that'll haunt you.
That is mad, but your hair did look lush. Sure. But anyway, in celebration of us going a bit wild, we thought we would ask for your craziest birthday stories.
And birthday dickheads, because it is birthday dickheads as well out there.
Yeah, there is birthday dickheads. And do you know what I love? People are outing themselves about like ruining their own birthday and stuff. So this one, this is actually from a friend of my, well, a friend of a friend, and she sent it in. You ready for this?
Come on.
I'm 32, and 4 years ago, my 28th birthday, I got so drunk and agreed to try anal. Oh, is that so funny? I don't know if you will. Definitely will on Instagram.
I'm trying to think what other words we can use for it. Nothing.
I got so drunk and agreed to try anal for the first time. Not just first time with my boyfriend, but I mean the first time ever. He's still my boyfriend now, thank God. So we can laugh about it.
Yeah.
We'd only been together for 3 months. I won't tell you the ins and outs, literally, but fuck me, it hurts. And whoever says it feels good is lying.
Who wants to put themselves through that pain on your birthday?
Well, she was feeling frisky. Long story short, halfway through, I felt like I was going to shit myself. I was assured that that's normal, but no, it really felt like it was going to happen. He pulled out.
For God's sake, I was expecting like a nice birthday story.
No, they get worse.
And it was into an anal story.
He pulled out and lo and behold, there was a small piece of, you know what, on his tip. I ran to the loo and sat there for about 3 hours with the worst diarrhea ever. It then dawned on drunk me, who clearly wasn't thinking straight, that I had taken laxatives that morning in hope that I wouldn't be bloated in my dress.
For God's
sake. Ever since, my boyfriend has never wished me a happy birthday. He says, happy anal day. And even writes it in cards. Safe to say they don't go on display in the living room. Laxatives and anal are not a winning combination. Never again. Oh, and happy 30th, Asha.
He plunged it out. Oh, that is great. Oh my God.
We were hoping people would tell us like the nicest gifts they've ever received.
Not the fact that they shit themselves after anal on
their I know. Oh, that
was fair enough.
I love that. And you know what? Try new things on your birthday. That's the motto of my day. Okay, I was just in my personal WhatsApp then thinking, where's all those stories gone? Okay, we're ready.
Birthday story number one. I was turning 21 and was seeing a boy from work, very low-key, but of course I was obsessed. He came out with all my friends to the bar and I got very intoxicated, as one does on their 21st. Tell you, it's a thing, everyone just gets wrecked. Long story short, I ended up on Instagram live at the end of the night telling that would haunt me for life. Instagram live. At the end of the night telling my best friend who I thought I was on FaceTime that he told me he loved me. No, you can't. That is absolutely mortifying. So she was on Instagram live.
Thinking she was on FaceTime. That's so something I do after a few bottles of rosé.
Why do I find it funny? Let's go live. No, do not go live.
She thought she was FaceTiming a mate.
Oh my God, it gets worse. Yeah, he had a girlfriend and she saw the whole thing and I blacked out, found out about this from him at work the next day and was violently hungover. I cried and puked and got sent home. So it was cheating.
Oh my God.
You know, all my friends at the bar got very.
Maybe she didn't know me, how did
shit.
You? Oh my God. Jesus Christ, these are heavy.
But do you know what? I still think I would feel more stressed about being on Instagram live.
Have you ever been on Instagram live?
No, I went on TikTok live when I was in Paris and Jedward came on with it, do you remember?
Oh my God.
It's a scary place to be.
Live is great. Do you know what? Do you know what I hate about Instagram live? It shows you like watch count in the corner.
And
it's like, tell me why I've got 13 people watching when I've got 60,000 followers. Where is everyone? Okay, next one. My 24th birthday was the first time my parents met my boyfriend at the time's parents. Sorry, the whole parents meeting parents thing, first of all, that just makes my asshole just want to go inwards.
Mm.
Why do we do that? Why do we do that?
Did your mum?
No, my mum is fucking miles away though. It's a great excuse. I moved miles away. I was detached. Okay. We all went out to the local pubs in our village and we ended the night in an Indian restaurant. Imagine we have both of our families and a few of my best friends.
If this ends in shit again,
I don't think there's any pooing coming. Imagine we have both of our families and a few of my best friends and we've all been drinking for about 6 hours at this point. Whilst waiting for our poppadoms to arrive, my auntie, who is a feminist icon, begins to rant about the patriarchy. Is that how you say that word?
Is that the royal family?
Yes. My ex-boyfriend's parents, who are very traditional, who are 10 years older than my parents, begin to get uncomfortable at my auntie's rant. My best friends also join in on this rant. Wow, sounds like us. Everyone is either laughing or pretending to laugh awkwardly. I then eat my poppadoms and I feel violently sick after drinking a concoction of drinks all day. I run to the toilet and just about make it in time. I leave the restaurant and sit outside when my boyfriend and my friends come out with me. My nan comes out and gives me a pep talk. My boyfriend is becoming impatient and my auntie is still delivering a political speech. In summary, the night ended with my boyfriend yeeting his takeaway curry in the middle of the road in our sleepy village and us having to go and stay at my parents' house even though we are supposed to stay at his. So my 24th birthday was the beginning of the end for me and my ex-boyfriend, as I was with my family being chaotic and iconic people we are and his family being uptight and judgmental.
So what, they're not together anymore?
They're not together. Oh my god, that's a bit of a shit birthday story. Also, I would never, I don't think I'd ever, unless it's like a family meal for a milestone birthday, I don't think I'd ever be like, let's all go out, like your mum and dad, my mum and dad, like I just couldn't think of anything worse.
Mm. So we outreached to you because Asha is finishing with her 20s.
My 20s are done.
Her 20s are complete. But we thought, let's give a little words of wisdom that you learned in your 20s because we've got a lot of listeners who are all different ages.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not? Little snippets of what you think you should pass on. And it might inspire you. So it could inspire us. Let's start with yours. What is yours?
Well, do you know, very relevant, actually.
Yeah.
There's this thing that I love, which is, you never know when telling your story of what you're going through now will become part of someone else's survival guide.
Oh.
And that is so
that
true. Yeah, it happened to me. I was telling you not that long ago.
I talked about the podcast.
Yeah, but that's why we were like, oh, let's do this, because people can fester out like what they learned in their 20s.
Yeah.
But for me, God, I learned that everyone's a prick.
Yeah, that's how you inhale a couple of times, actually.
I'm joking. No, I did. But God, I learned so much. My brain's like a fountain of knowledge, as we know. But I just think, like, I feel like putting yourself first has been a massive thing for me in my 20s. I feel like I started my 20s as somebody, I'll never like regret like the like love and like compassion that I show people, because I've got such a big heart, but I've now realized that some people don't deserve it.
Yeah,
that's what I've learned in my 20s.
Good one.
What about you, Megan Louise Wells?
Mine is quality over quantity.
Oh.
Over your friendships.
Oh.
I think when in your 20s, you gather so many groups of friends that are just friends to party with. You're filling in, you're moving to a different city, and you try and juggle all these friends. And as soon as you hit your end of your 20s, and you don't need them. You need your people that will look out for you. People that you can ring and be like, they have got my back.
Yeah.
And just don't sweat the people that haven't.
Do you know what? That's so true, because like obviously becoming single like so late in your 20s and like nearly 30, it's such a weird time, because if I'd become single like in my early 20s, I'd have just filled the gap with people that want to go out, people that want to get pissed, people that want to do this. But like, because I'm so selective with who I let into my life, it's like that's why I've spent so much time on my own, because I'd, like you say, quality over quantity. Like I don't want to fill voids. I want like good people who I know if I'm going to ring them in an emergency, they're going to pick up the phone.
Yeah. And obviously everyone gets busier the older you get.
So
and
true.
The more friends you've got, the ones like, you don't have to hold on to them for the sake of being friends. It's okay to let go and just nurture those friendships that have been there for you.
Yeah,
and like
that.
Just say thanks to them friends. I always think now, I'm like so grateful for the friendships that I've had who've always been there and had me back. You know who you are when you're out, if you're out there listening, you know, me girls. But I'm like, they are everything to me.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
so
and
true.
Just remember to always remind your friends how much they mean to you.
Oh my God, it's so true. And like, I feel like in like the last few months, especially like when I was going through the breakup freshly, I was showing so much gratitude to people who were there for me, because as shit as it is, going through things like breakups or like grief or like family shit, it really shows in true light who's really there for you in your life, doesn't it?
And it will. You'll cut the slack, and you will thank yourself for getting rid of the shit.
The shitty people.
Because you'll streamline it, and it's nice, and you get quality friendships. Yeah. So that would be mine. So let's get a deep dive.
What's everyone saying on
first
Instagram?
One, all men are selfish. Put yourself first. Always.
Woo, word. fucking love that.
I don't think all men are selfish.
No, we don't like to tar with the same brush here, do we?
But I get it. Put, as I said, put yourself first. If you know what mine is, if you don't think about number one, who is? And that's a very bad way to think about it. I have always said that.
Do you know what Katie Piper said once when I...
because you're Katie Piper, same
no,
yes,
point. No, not Katie Piper, but we'll talk about her. And, no, I was at an event and Katie Piper, she just launched another book and she was like talking. She said something that's always stuck in my head. And she said, if you're everything to everyone else, then you're nothing to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always stuck with me because we're very much like that. Mm. We try and do that for them, that for them, that for them. And we spread ourselves too thin and then you're nothing to yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, number one, baby.
Ready? Only, right, I'm just reading this because these could be terrible.
Go on.
Only you can choose your life priorities. Others don't get to decide for you.
That's so
fucking
true.
Hell, that's a deep one, isn't it?
That is a deep one.
Yeah, so like...
Yeah, you... Ian, so if you listen... I'm joking.
No, but like that's if you're... Manager. Say if you're like, people are like, you should be focusing on this.
Yeah, it's so true. Who are you what to tell society me? Tells you yeah. to focus on.
So you just got to discover that for yourself. Travel, be yourself, and don't take anything too seriously. That one.
Oh.
Stop trying to be the cool girl. It'll never get you. Your 20s is you trying to be cool and fit in and be like liked. Stop trying to be liked.
Stop trying to be liked by everybody because you don't even like everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would say.
Oh, look, this is a good one. Men are not a necessity. They are a luxury, a side dish. You are the main course.
Oh, you're the main course.
I want to get that tattooed on. Is that
fuck? That's like a TikTok trending sound.
Isn't it? You're the main course.
I think it's just the way you read it.
After splitting up with your partner for 7 years, I keep reminding myself, he might be good for your whole, but he's not good for your soul. That's actually good, that.
That's my next tattoo decided.
Yeah, he might be good for your whole, but he's not good for your soul, ladies and gentlemen.
Mate, that's going on my back.
Yeah. Until you've taken... Oh, this one's a good one. Until you've taken action to heal trauma wounds, you'll never... You'll keep making the same mistakes. Therapy.
That's so it's true.
It's such a true one. In your late 20s, going to 30s, I can't recommend therapy enough. Yeah. Do the work on yourself. Because
you've
don't
like
your
made
30s.
Me really think about...
You should do it. Even like if you don't have to have some big problems to do yeah. therapy. It's just like streamlining
life
your brain.
Life coaching.
Yeah. That's
also,
how I
Also, what
it.
Did I read? My mum said it to me actually. It said something like, as long as you like aren't healing your like trauma wounds, those same people are going to keep turning up in different versions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
you'll
mean?
Attract it.
So true.
Ooh, this one. This one's quite interesting actually, Yasha. Being single can be an addiction.
Yeah.
I get that, you know.
No, I get it. Do you know why? Because, like, who was I having this conversation with? I can't even remember, but, like, it was one of my friends, and they said, Asha, don't you just think that, like, this is now your identity? Like, you're yeah. treating, like, being single, like, you're so, like, I'm not ready today, all this bollocks, because, like, being single is your identity now.
Mm.
Like, not a lot of people, not that not a lot of people, but going into your 30s as a single woman is, like, it is addictive, because, like,
I'm... It's, like, because you make, that's your
I've
persona.
I've got no one to, yeah,
but you've got more
is.
To give than just your relationship status.
And, like, what, like, just quickly on that is, like, when you're at this age and you're single and like you're dating, well, I'm not dating, but when I will be, you're not comparing people to like ex-boyfriends, you're comparing them to like your own solitude.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is an addiction because it's like, I'm not comparing you to the guy I've just dated, I'm comparing you to if like I'm better on my own.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird place to be, but she's
but I get that, I've never really heard
I love
it, but
that.
It makes sense.
Whoever right, wrote that in,
thank
we're
you. Gonna finish with the best one. Buy the outfit, the occasion will find you.
Oh.
This is and. Invest in good pieces. That would be mine as well.
Yeah, that's
invest
true.
In good quality occasion wear trousers, tops, a good pair of shoes. It will last you years.
That's so
and
true.
And you will always find the occasion to wear the dress because you go, I will come to that place because I've got an unreal dress I want to wear.
Yeah.
It is. So, and that's where we'll end it.
Love that.
Yeah. Do you want to hear any more? Are you all right?
I don't think that's no. You're right. No. No, I need more advice. Give me more. Give me more. I'm feeling really shaky about the next 5 days. No, I think that's everything.
But we've got our Help Me Hotline, guys. You're talking to not a professional.
You're talking to not a professional.
And
Megan.
This lady's met me.
This lady's met you. Hey, girls. Just wanted to say I love your podcast and was so excited when I met Megan at the LTK Gala.
She was a big bitch.
She was a solo bitch because I was at Neo. You would have met the both of us, but I mean, I'm the uninteresting one anyway. Just listening to the strippers to cruise ships app. What a title.
Mm.
And it made me question, and it made a question come up for me. I'd love if you could address on an episode. Your wishes are command, darling girl. I've never been to a strip club and have a real issue with my boyfriend going. I've got a really funny story about this, by the way. I don't really know why it bothers me so much. I think it may partly be because I've never been to one, so I don't actually know what goes on, and it low-key feels like cheating for me. As girls who have been, can I have an honest opinion on if it's something I should be worried about my man doing or if it's not that big of a deal? Also, in my mind, paying to get a private lap dance. Defo crosses the line for me, but I don't know if I'm being dramatic. Help, please. Thanks in advance.
Okay, right.
Are we really associated as the girls who have gone to strip clubs so we can advise on them? We've been once
and we're like, hi guys, this is a strip club podcast. This is TED Talk on strip clubs. So, from my experience, so let's get into this. Josh's 30th birthday, we went to strip club after.
Together?
Yeah, with all his friends.
Love that.
Because we were like, there's nothing else to go. No, hey, oh, that's
a 30th birthday story. Josh missed out early on in the year.
Just got the strip club. But it was like, it's a bar. Do you know what I mean?
It is a bar.
And right, I'll tell you right now, not everyone gets dances. It's not cheap, you know. You get a fucking dance. It's like 150
quid. They wonder why they earn their money.
Yeah, and it's like, a lot of people go there. So imagine the scene. You walk in, there's loads of seats everywhere. A girl will come out and like dance. And do they have the boobs out now and then?
I'm too fucked to remember.
Yeah, but it's more just like burlesque.
What it is, think of it this way. When I went to Stringfellows, it was the only place open at that time.
Yeah.
Like, so think of it as a late night speakeasy bar. It's the like end of the night, chilled. It's so laid back in there, isn't it? The drinks are nice. And the girls aren't like, it's not like sat at a table like this and there's 10 girls around two of you. They're like out in the distance, depending on where you sit. And like you say, it's expensive to get a dance. But yes, there are naked women, but you know, they're not, like, you're just sat drinking, talking to your mates, aren't you?
Yeah, and also, like, they're not trying to come on to your boyfriends. Like,
yeah, oh, God, no.
And they also get the
vibe.
They're
not escorts, they're strippers. Yeah. Like, think of it like that. Like, they're not trying to have sex. Like, people will go to them, and they know that they don't approach people, really, no, do they?
Well, they'll go in, like, would you want to dance?
Yeah, or, like, a drink, or, but like... But
then it's also, like, if the man gives them, like, looking at them, and like, a woman's not just going to go over and try and grab them. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's so, like... high security.
Yeah.
Like, there's people watching. Mm-hmm. And also, I do kind of get what she means, where, like, if you just went to strip club like you guys did, a group of you, like I did, a group of us, we're just sat drinking, yes, there's naked women. Maybe if you pay for a dance and, like, you could be spending that money on, like, some washing machine stuff or, like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's harder money on that's going
to
go on other
stuff.
That's
when I think you need to have a word. If you find out that and be like, why, what do you get out of that? Do you not get at home?
Yeah, that's when so I think true.
It's more like a discussion.
Listen, I'm smiling because literally last week I was at my friend's house and she obviously lives with her boyfriend and we sat on the sofa and she's like, you'll never guess what, and said his name did. And I was like, what? So he's gone on a stag do to Manchester.
Yeah.
They live in London. And she did like the washing the next day and obviously they put their washing together. And she joked to him and was like, oh, I found that strippers club receipt in your jeans, like obviously taking the piss. And he was like, oh yeah, like we only had a few there. I swear down. And she's like, and that's how I found out he'd gone to a strip club. So maybe do a bit of dirty work.
Yeah. But you know
what? But she's like, not all. She's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll give you a strip dance.
But seeing that, my friend from home, she's got Find My iPhone on her boyfriend's phone. And she's one of them people, she didn't really like the thought of it either. Bear in mind, we went to a strip club for my friend's hen do, like with a male strip club, and was lapping it up and was loving every minute of her lives. But she didn't like her boyfriend doing it, and he lied about it. And
it's the lying.
It's the lying. But then also, it's like you would rather know in your head. So try and not be like, I don't want you to do this and this, because you're going to do it in the group, a big group of friends anyway. And then she knew where that strip club was in Benidorm and followed where his path was, and he was down. And I'm like, and that could completely ruin your relationship.
Yeah.
So it's like better to be like just sneaking a bit more aware. Yeah. It's like not as bad as you think, guys.
It's
and when
not.
It's a big group,
it's
all pussies
maybe
anyway.
Go. Like, do what Megan did and like a big group of you guys.
I loved it, mate. I was like, Josh, get a dance. He's like, no.
He's like, no.
Josh is shy. I'm like the one that's like, go on.
You're like, woo.
I'll treat you.
Give you cash money.
But it's not as seedy and as dirty as
it's not.
It's just like somewhere men like it. They see a pair of tits. But they're not like, let me get more about them titties. Do you know what I mean?
It's not like the hangover. Everyone pictures every like lad's night out is like the hangover, like Mike Tyson tattoo.
Boys are, you know what it is with men? The boys.
Yeah.
They like just to see a pair of tits and just have a look.
Boys will be boys, as they say.
And that's what they become at the strip club. So I would not worry about it too much.
Yeah,
and it's like, go with them.
Yeah, go with them. Go with them. Go. It's coming home to you at the end of the day.
If you've got any more Help Me Hotlines, please pop them in on the WhatsApp, because we love to answer your queries.
Yes. Any Help Me Hotlines? Get me started. Oh, we didn't do Don't Get Me Started.
Oh, fuck.
Shit. What's wound you up this week? Quick.
My Don't Get Me Started is I've actually got a fucking one. Boyfriends and iPhones. I was...
That's I've got two.
No, it's in one scenario. This week, me and Josh were arguing, petty arguments about something pathetic, as always. And I threw my walking boot off him, right? And the phone was in my hand while I threw the walking
you
boot off him.
Bitch.
And my fucking phone fell on the gravel and smashed, right? And I went to Apple Store and he went, it's completely broken. And I'm like, excuse me, your phones are this shit. From one drop, it completely broke. He's like, yeah, your phone's worth talking now. £700 phone I would have got from it. I'm like, and it's Josh's fault for making me argue with them. And it's also the Apple man's fault for being this, they're not being sturdy enough. Because I can't take accountability.
No,
it's not
Apple are meant to break. Like, they do it.
Do it on purpose. And Josh does it on purpose to wind me up. So both of you get in the bin. That's my joke.
Yeah, iPhones and Josh in the bin.
Yeah.
My don't get me started. And actually, a listener replied to say that they agree. So it covers both of us. So I posted on our Talking 30 story about people leaving trolleys in car parks.
Right.
And do you know, you'll get to know this now that you're a car girly, because the thing's only there, you lazy prick. Take it back, because if it's even slightly windy, which when you live in a seaside town it normally is, only takes a gust of wind and then the trolley's banging into your car.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That's what winds me up. Anyway, we had like loads of replies when I put it on our story. Like,
I didn't even talk about that.
No, honestly, that's the annoying thing. It's not like just the laziness, it's the fact that it whacks into your car and obviously a scratch is scratch.
So guys, to round that up, put your fucking trolleys away and get insurance on your iPhone.
Yeah, get insurance on everything. I do. But yeah, anyway, come back to what we're saying. Send in your don't get me started. Send in your help me hotlines, because we love to hear it. Send in the voice notes. We love the voice notes. But just before we quickly round up, I've got some news.
What?
I'm going on a date.
Oh, who?
I'm not telling you.
Do I know?
I'll tell you off the podcast.
When?
But I just thought it's actually through Hinge.
Is it through Hinge? Oh, look at that. It's coming to fruition now.
No, but it's not directly through Hinge. Basically, there's this guy who is like, we've been back and forth, like we've known of each other for years. And like this guy like liked my photo on Hinge and he DM'd me and he's like, oh, my friend is like, finds you like really attractive. Oh, and like did like a little riddle. And I was like, who's on about? Anyway, I worked out his full name and I was like, oh my God, that's his mate. But he's like not very like out there. Like he's not very confident. But anyway, we've been chatting. So I'm ready, I think. 11 months of being single and I'm going to go on my first date.
Oh my God, I'll dress you.
When I get back from Rome.
Oh, how exciting.
So I'll keep you all posted. I just thought I'd share some exciting news.
What a way to end
with
you,
big girl
guys.
At 30. Right,
so
love
you. I'll see you later in a bit dog shit.
In a bit dog shit. No, it's in a bit shit, isn't it?
No, in a bit dog shit. I'll see you later, guys.
Right, love you. Bye.